Students came and went as stealthily as ghosts as the fire crackled and dwindled. April sat on one of the large sofas with the L's, while Kendall, Zach, and Dar worked through their homework at one of the tables. A couple of new first-years sat at a corner table reviewing their skills manual. At some point, I became aware that our lounge was playing host to a couple of second-year students, which was weird because they had their own lounge to hang out in, which was larger and nicer than ours. Whispers were exchanged, and I glanced up in time to see eyes that had been on me suddenly dart away. Thinking nothing of it, I returned most of my mind to my reading and a little bit to the languid touch of Gage's fingers. Several pages of reading later, more bodies had materialized. Among them were third years Cecily and Taken. Third years definitely had no reason to be in the first year's lounge. There was no denying now that I was the object of some attention and private discussion. I looked at Gage, who was completely zoned out and oblivious. I directed my attention back to my reading until I heard April whisper,
"Ask her yourself. She's not going to bite you."
I gave up trying to ignore the growing crowd and hushed exchanges when out of the corner of my eye, I caught the repositioning of furniture. Tables were being dragged covertly across the carpet, all to come nearer to where Gage and I were sitting. A little piqued, I raised my head and looked baldly from face to face. Some looked away embarrassed, others stared back with hopeful expectation. April gave me an apologetic smile, like she could have stopped what was coming if she'd tried harder.
"Can I help you?"
I asked the crowd in general. There were now a dozen magi positioned in a semicircle around the window seat I occupied, like a group of kids around a campfire eager for a ghost story. At my voice breaking the hush of the room, Gage looked around. He gave a start and lifted a knee up to cover his crotch in a comedic parody of protecting himself.
"Whoa."
Sheepish looks were exchanged, and one of the second-year students poked Cecily. She brushed the finger away and crossed her arms awkwardly.
We were just wondering if we could ask you a few questions," she said in a hushed tone, as if there were others in the room who were still trying to study, which there weren't.
Gage and I shared a look and pushed ourselves up to straighter postures.
"Go ahead,"
I replied warily.
"Why aren't you training at the agency?"
Taken asked, an elbow draped over Cecily's shoulder like she was a fence post.
"You're an automatic fourth-degree mage."
"Oh."
I tucked a wayward curl behind my ear, thinking he hadn't paid much attention during Basil's announcement.
"Because I'm too young. Basil made an exception to have me here at Arcturus, but I guess it was a step too far to have me at the agency. Plus, I'd miss all of you."
I gestured to the circle. They laughed, and some of the tension in the room broke.
"Does your fire still pain you?"
Kendall asked, his blue hair dye replaced by a deep plum color. I hesitated, not wanting to make them envious. I elected for an unenthusiastically expressed but truthful answer.
"No."
There were muted moans of longing from a couple of them.
"What was it like?"
Lexi asked. Laura hit her across the back of her head.
"We're not supposed to ask."
Lexi cringed as she rubbed her head, sending me an apologetic look.
"That's okay,"
I replied, eager to answer this one.
"It was an agony too excruciating for words. If I hadn't been locked in a cell, I would have thrown myself out a window just to end it."
At this, Gage wrapped his hand around my foot and squeezed. Reactions around the room varied from horror to nervous laughter.
"How strong is your punch?"
Zach's eyes were like pinwheels. Darth whacked him across the shoulder. He looked at his dreadlocked friend reproachfully.
"What? You can't tell me you don't want to know,"